I checked out. This is pretty sick. And listener, you can do this. If you're listening to this, chances are you like stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
But you can listen. You can look this up. This is cool. RollingStone.com just released their comics you should know.
50, is it?
No, I think it was like 12.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
10. Not one straight white man.
Of course not, dude.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's
10 up-and-coming comics. Probably like 4 white chicks.
Yeah.
What fucking world do these people live in? That'd be like, dude.
Who wrote the article?
I don't know. I didn't check. Rolling Stone is all I needed to know. But
yeah, yeah.
That'd be like me being like, new NBA draft prospects.
Yeah, dude.
8 white guys.
Yeah.
You're ignoring who's actually good at this.
No, it'd be like 8 gay white guys.
Yeah, and it'd be like, hey, here's the new NFL draft prospect. Michael Sam, #1 overall. He's the best, for sure.
Yeah, but would it even be like, it would be like, it'd the be NBA, like, it'd be like in the NBA being like, straight white males are the black dudes of stand-up, you know what I mean, in terms of the NBA?
Well, black dudes are pretty good at comedy.
They're good too. They're good too.
Yeah.
But dude, Louis C.K., Bill Burr.
True, they're fucking, I did my...
Louis C.K. is LeBron in stand-up, basically.
My top 5 all time, though.
Yeah.
I got, I think, 2 black guys on there.
Yeah, I got Dave Chappelle and Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah. Do we have the same top 5?
We guarantee we fucking do.
I have Norm.
Yeah.
I have Louis, Burr, Patrice, Chappelle, Norm.
Yeah, I got that.
No one else?
I like Metzger a lot, too.
Top 5 all time, Metzger?
Well, dude, I'm fucking...
I get it.
I don't go back in the archives. Old comedy sucks.
No, that's not true.
Who's on first and all that fucking bullshit?
Well, of course that. I mean, I'm not going to be like the fucking Marx Brothers are my favorite, but... Yeah. But you can watch, like, Eddie Murphy's Raw is still hilarious.
See, I didn't like Eddie Murphy's Raw.
Eddie Murphy's stuff is really funny.
I like Martin better than Eddie Murphy.
That's fine. Martin's fucking
sick.
Elite.
Martin's sick.
Chappelle's fucking DC special is like...
It's unbelievable.
Holy fuck.
That was it.
Dude, fucking Bernie Mac at Def Jam. Like, all those. Bernie Mac at fucking...
Black guys are sick at comedy.
Black guys are great at comedy.
They are.
Black guys are phenomenal.
They are.
Black chicks are very funny.
Yeah.
Especially when they're sassy.
So yeah, in the pyramid, it would be straight white comics, straight black comics, black chicks, George Lopez's.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know.
Then Indian dudes.
Yeah.
Then white chicks. White chicks.
Where do gay dudes rank? I think gay dudes are funnier than white chicks.
Gay dudes beat white chicks.
White chicks are literally the bottom.
100%, dude. I get yes.
Ali Wong is making it so Asian chicks are funnier than white chicks.
She's fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. She's...
Dude, I watched Sarah Silverman's.
She's a Jew?
It actually wasn't that bad.
I'd like Sarah Silverman.
It was... No, you shouldn't. She kind of fucked. She had one part that was like... She did this thing about regulating like the way white... Men are regulating women's bodies.
That turns me off.
She's like, it turns out whenever you jerk off, you're wasting life. So what we're going to have to do. And then she equates getting an abortion to jerking off. And it's like, well, I don't know about that one, Sarah.
Yeah, that's weak. And I do. I like her. I've said it before. I like her when she acts and stuff. I used to like her show, Sarah Silverman show. Her stand-up, I never really LOL.
But I used to like it, but I think I just started...
I never really, like, dug her stand-up.
I used to like a lot of shitty
stuff.
She's
also just fucking hot, and I like to look at her.
I don't think she's
that
hot.
Can we address that? Oh, she's so hot.
Watch her new fucking Netflix special, and watch the fucking... Now that you're more into comedy than you were the last time, I'm sure you saw her. Wait till you fucking watch her facial expressions and her... Just the way she delivers stuff is really excruciating to watch.
It's just like really stock and like
it's
contrived.
Really, it's, I don't want to say stock, but it's like, it's clearly not natural. It's very like,
yeah,
that's fucking wild.
That's
dude.
What I mean. When you change your cadence, we're like, all right, I expect a laugh now.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
And it's kind of funny. I mean, she breaks down, like she'll tell a joke and then pause in the middle of a joke and explain it, which is kind of funny. I always like that when people are like, that was... It's stupid to say that was a callback, but like that's what the type of thing she's doing. Like she'll be in the middle of it and be like, "That's what we call a throwaway joke."
Yeah, when anyone steps out of the material, it's nice.
And here's It was probably funnier than Kevin Hart's. It was probably funnier than Kevin Hart's stadium special.
Yeah, that's damn, dude.
That stadium special was
hurtful. That just threw a fucking a wrench in the works for my fucking pyramid.
No. So
there's a lot of shitty fucking.
There's a lot of shitty. I mean,
there's a lot of shitty white comedians. 100%.
The worst comics could be white dudes.
Well, the thing is, though, it's different, though, with like. So the shitty black comedians convince themselves they're like rap stars or like rock stars or some shit.
Which is hilarious.
And then the shitty white comedians are like fucking Gethard. Everyone loves Gethard.
Ooh.
I'm gonna admit, I didn't watch his special.
I did.
I just don't like the guy.
I watched it.
I don't like pussy white comedians. I don't think anything they say is funny. I don't like to watch them.
Damn, dude, I can see the hate. Let it fuel you, dude.
I don't like it, dude. And it's like, whatever. I mean, we might get along. That's the thing. I get along with these guys.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
of course.
I hate the celebration of some dude just being a total pussy.
Yeah, I really do not like the celebration of a guy being like, so I'm depressed and,
ugh.
But that was his thing. He did like, what is considered a one man show, which is what they call things when it's supposed to be stand up, but it's not funny. Like, what's his name? Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah.
People are like, well, that was more of a one man show than stand up. It's like, well, that was a guy that wasn't doing stand up.
Yeah, that was a fucking...
That's all that was.
That was like the when I opened for The Pest.
Who's The Pest?
Who the fuck's that guy? He's in fucking like everything.
The Pest?
John Leguizamo.
Oh, John Leguizamo,
I opened
dude.
For him, dude, and he's a cool dude, but
wait,
he,
why is he called The Pest?
He's in the movie The Pest. That was like...
Oh, really?
That was like...
Oh, no, his thing was called like... he has like a special called Ghetto Clown.
Oh, yeah.
He has
a
special called
Ghetto
Clown.
He has a one-man show where he explains like history. That's what you're talking about. He has like a one-man play, and I hosted for him, and he was running his new one-man show, and I'd never I don't follow half the like the major comedians.
John Leguizamo is the fucking man, though.
He's cool as fuck.
Yeah,
he does a one-man play, and he's like, I'm running my new show, and I'm like, what, like a TV show? He's like, nah, man, my show. And I was like, what? And he's like, my one-man show. And I was like, dude, I have no idea.
It's like, dude, I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah, I'm not fucking gay. Don't watch
this. Stop calling me fucking gay, dude. I ain't no queer.
And they were fucking him and his boy. The opener was another Latino dude. And they were like, yeah, we got a new deal. You know, we got a show on Telemundo. And I was just, I didn't realize it at the time, but I was visibly unimpressed. I was like, ah, that's cool. And they like looked at me like, fuck you, dude. Like, anyways.
Yeah,
that's
fine. I would have been like, fuck you.
That's like being on fucking CBS.
You should have been like, go back to Univision. Go back to you, please. You
I was like, what channels are on? Like Telemundo. And I was like, oh. I was like, that's cool. The fucking homeroom show.
Yeah, I was on Channel 1 too, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, anyway, back to what we did.
Public access.
The original thought was Rolling Stone's list of like comics you should, up and coming comics or whatever, the comics you should know. It was like Joe Firestone.
Never heard of him.
She's a chick.
Oh, it's a fucking girl?
That's a lady.
Ugh.
She's got the fucking Joe Paterno glasses. She's got those.
Of course.
Thick fuck. I mean, it's just
a
long list.
She's an alcoholic. She's depressed. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, fucking back to Gethard. We were talking about that. I watched that.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you watch that with the, it's bad. It's tough to watch.
What's he do? He just talks about like
how. He just really, actually, you know what's funny? He does the same Hasan Minhaj hand movements occasionally.
Does he really?
He's like, so like, I was depressed. And like,
dude,
that was something that I needed to confront. And instead I ran from it. And like. He talks about one time he got in a car accident and he's like, and I saw the car and it was coming and like, I didn't move. I remember.
You're a fucking asshole.
There was a split second where I was like, if I die like this, my family will never know that I was sad.
You want to know the real story?
And it's like, dude, you got in a fucking car accident.
You know the real
story? And now you're fucking backpedaling and being like, I tried to do that because I'm dark.
Dude, that's so fucking lame. You know what happened?
What?
He was probably fucking around on Facebook on his phone, saw a car coming and went, and screamed like a girl and ran right into it. He didn't fucking like think about
like
his mortality.
Fucking, he crashed like that YouTube video.
You ever been in a car accident?
All my life.
You ever been in a car accident before?
Yeah, of course.
You don't think about your life and your mortality.
No.
It's a reptilian like, oh, just crash.
No, he was like, and I saw it coming.
A fucking liar.
And he's doing it, I think, without a mic. And of course, he's on like a fucking rug. And I think everyone, it's like a, it's pretty self-serving depression.
That's another thing, too, man. It's like, just shut up, do some push-ups in your room, stop eating sugar, and fucking don't tell anyone about that shit.
Be depressed.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be depressed.
And you're a huge pussy. You kind of should be depressed.
Yeah, that sucks.
You look like a fucking lesbian. You should be sad.
I think I'm gay, and then like it turns out I'm not gay. So like I was sad. Like I was really sad.
And he's doing these fucking hand motions.
I'll give him that one, dude. If he just like fucked a dude and was like, I don't know if he fucked.
I mean, I bet he fucked a guy.
If you fucked a dude, you didn't like it. That'd be worse than liking it.
Just the whole fucking thing of like.
Oh, dude, it's the whole thing. Feel bad for me. Here's my trials and trivia. It's just like, dude.
I think you got to be kind of fucking stupid to buy into that stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to be kind of fucking stupid to watch that special and be like, that's really powerful.
Yeah, dude, and there's also...
You have to be dumb.
There's also a almost like braggy badge of honor aspect to depression now where everyone's like, well, I'm actually like really depressed. And it's like, maybe you are. But it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I just got that St. John's wort.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire that up.
Swallow it.
Yeah. I mean,
I smoke weed every day, dude.
Hopefully it works. If it doesn't work, whatever. I'll just keep being sad.
Dude, today I was in my room and I'm, dude, I'm sitting there in my room and I'm like thinking about, I get caught in these like butt fucked mental fucking things where like.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. I'm sitting in my room and I'm just like, exactly. Everyone gets these fucked up thoughts. And I'm like sitting there and my room's considerably smaller than my last room. And the last room I was in is considerably smaller than the room I was in before that.
Oh, you're like an opposite you nesting doll.
I'm literally in my head, I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm just getting less and less space until finally I'll just be in a coffin. And I was like,
whoa, dude, that was some marijuana, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when I first got my vape. I first got my vape pen. I got home and I was like, "This thing's cool." And I sat in my room. I'm like, "This thing's so fucking small."
Yeah, when you start fucking bringing
it. Dude, what'd I do? I fucking took a hot shower and shook it off.
Yeah,
I was like, "You'll be all right,
and
buddy."
Then you fucking talked about it on the podcast as it was a joke.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Busted out of it.
See, here's
I didn't
the
go
thing.
Do a. I didn't go fucking like bump a car while I was parallel parking. Like, oh, I kind of saw the car coming, but I bumped it. It's like you're fucking dickhead.
Fucking Judd Apatow didn't produce you talking on a fucking rug to a bunch of white chicks in beanbags.
Fucking just sad white ISIS, like, maybe I should get in this accident. It'd be good for me. It's like, fuck you, dude.
For me, drive a truck because I'm sad. And, dude, those guys are fucking gayer than ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
At least ISIS is out there like, for me, we need to get the pussy after we blow ourselves up. We get a bunch of pussy. These white comics.
Oh, yeah. They're like,
I'm just sad because life's hard. And like, it turns out, and I'm gay.
Like, yeah, they're like, they don't know if they want like girl virgins.
Welcome to Earth, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. Welcome to fucking Earth,
dude.
Be
depressed.
Bunch of fucking Jaden Willows, dude, running around.
I think, all right, so here's like the hierarchy, or mm-hmm. at least I'm gonna midway through this.
Break it down.
Midway through this breakdown, I'm going to lose. There's going to be no control.
Break it down, dude.
You have to be a fucking idiot to be happy.
Okay.
To be genuinely happy in life, I think you might have to be fucking dumb.
I'll give you that.
You can become great and then become happy, probably.
Yes.
But to be a run-of-the-mill human being, basically any of our listeners, you have to be a fucking... you have to be a
or us.
And
yeah.
Yeah, us. And us. I'm including us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking to fucking LeBron James. And I think Joe Rogan, he sounds pretty happy.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's also kind of fucking dumb, too. Joe Rogan is dumb enough to be happy. You have to be kind of fucking stupid to be happy.
Yeah.
But you also have to be stupid to wear depression like a badge of honor.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, you can be depressed, just be smart enough to realize that so is pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
That's intelligent, that is aware of the, you know, horrific life.
Pretty much anyone who grasps their fucking mortality is just like, oh, god damn it, dude.
But then how dumb do you have to be to, like, watch a guy like Chris Gethard or whatever, watch his special and be like, man, that was really moving. That guy, that was super powerful.
Well, I guess so.
That fucking sucks.
Well, if you're a huge pussy, too, it's probably, like, strikes a chord in you. Like, when we're beasts, we watch the fucking beast work. We're like, man, these guys are great. If I was in my room all day just being like, nothing's fair, and some fucking dude was like, nothing's fair, I'd be like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it is lame. It's fucking lame.
It's kind of like you and me listening to Joe Rogan and fucking Jordan Peterson.
Hell yeah.
You can relate to it, dude.
Hell yeah.
These are two fucking sick-ass alphas.
Yeah, exactly. What am I? I just yeah, like
exactly.
I almost had like a Tourette's fucking spasm. I was like, I am an alpha.
Yeah, man. So,
dude, there's yeah, that's ridiculous, and it also like, I don't know. I think people deal with that shit weird though. Like anyone
what, being
who does
depressed?
People. Yeah, like that's what I think fuels depression. Fuels fucking like marathons, tough mutters.
That's, no.
Yeah, it does, dude.
I think you don't decide.
Why would you run 30 miles at 8 a.m? You're laying in bed. All those signups.
Well, I think those are good. I think those are good.
The marathons.
No, I mean if you wake up in the morning and run 5 miles, I bet you feel good.
You feel great. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about doing a marathon.
A marathon.
Yeah.
Just what is that? 24.
26.2 or some shit.
26 miles.
I'm saying. Every sign up of a marathon starts with like a sleepless night of just like,
yeah.
What am I doing with my life? Like that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Plus you also, they start at like 8 a.m. and you're like, they encourage, like if you know someone who runs marathons, they make you come and like just sit there for 4 hours until they finish.
Mm.
So they come support me. It's fucking, it's total bullshit. Mm. It's insane. But that's the same thing.
Yeah, that's,
if you're going to run a fucking marathon, do it by your fucking self.
True.
That's my point.
Don't make it a fucking look at me.
Ugh.
Then again.